This is GQDN for Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Put in the code QUEST. And you get 25% off of some delicious mixes. So go do it. Go do it. Go do it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Ghostbusters news, some Dragon Dogma 2 drama, and we got some milk. Who doesn't like milk? Well, unless you're lactose intolerant. But today, we begin with more Pokemon drama. Yeah, we just love drama, don't we? So, what Eurogamer.net is saying is that one of the fan game sites has been shut down due to a takedown notice. And this was one of the long-time websites that was taken down. That was after it was shut down, after DMCA gave it its notice. And it was the Relic Castle. And it was a forum for the makers and players of Pokemon fan games. And it did have over 20,000 members over the last 10 years. But after its takedown, it gave a notice on X. A statement. It did say, quote, "Dear Pokemon fan game community, it is with heavy heart that I announce that the Relic Castle website has been taken down following a DMCA takedown notice. Relic Castle has been a non-profit, ad-free, tight-knit community, and we pride ourselves in what we have achieved. Members have felt at home, made friends, and even careers with us. It is with deep regret that I have to inform you that the forum is a part of the community which is part of 10 years old this year, and has had to come to an end. With over 20,000 members and 65,000 posts, Relic Castle was home to many of us. The Discord server is not going anywhere. The site is still available as an archive using the Wayback Machine. Thank you all for being with us this last decade, and thank you for making Relic Castle as awesome and life-changing as it has been for some of us. Sincerely, Marin, owner, and Andy, manager." But some of the fans in the frequently asked questions did get up on Reddit and Discord, and the Relic Castle did ask its members not to contact the Pokemon Company International. And what the Pokemon Company International did write is, quote, "It was a third party who was authorized by the Pokemon Company International to supply DMCAs and looks legitimate to us." Well, that was part of the frequently asking questions, and somebody wrote there. So that's what the people did write. So what do you think about this takedown? You can let me know at Joe Brums on that, or call it Twitter. Now, we get to a game that has been unlocked today, and according to IGN and Kotaku, Capcom said that the Dragon's Dogma 2, well, people were unhappy about the microtransactions. Now, there's a debate about its day one microtransactions, and they also had performance problems, even on the most powerful PCs. Now, there are 21 pieces for the DLC of the game that are considered microtransactions. And the microtransactions do range from 99 cents to $5. So one of the Steam reviewers did say, quote, "$70 game, I could support to ensure fair pay for a good game. However, when you also attach bloatware, buy more crystals, and yay to win gifts to a single player game, I cannot in good faith support that." But on Steam, Capcom, sorry, I'm clicking the bottle that I have. But like I said, Capcom did respond to the backlash. Quote, "We would like to update you on the status of the following items, about which we received numerous comments from the community. To all those looking forward to this game, we sincerely apologize for the any inconvenience." And Capcom did list the items that could be obtained in-game or as paid DLC items, which are the Art of Metamorphosis, Ambient Rift Incense, Port Crystal, Wakestone, 500 Rift Crystals, 1,500 Rift Crystals, 2,500 Rift Crystals, Makeshift Gold Key, Harpy Snare, Smoke Beacons. Now, After they did that, they also issued a statement earlier this week about the frame rate. Quote, a large amount of CPU usage is allocated to each character and calculating the impact of their physical presence in various areas. In certain situations, the numerous characters appear simultaneously, the CPU usage can be very high and may affect the frame rate. We are aware in such situations. Settings that reduce GPU load may currently have limited effect. However, we're looking into ways to improve the performance in the future. Now, we get out of that drama and go to the esports corner, because esportsinsider.com is saying that the UK tax obligations are being navigated by the esports players. Now, the story is coming from the Georgia Gibson Smith, which says the tax disputes and discloses the manager at the business firm Menzies, and also writes for Esports Insider. And he did a whole article about that. And they were talking about how the esports is coming from various sources economically and streaming from platforms like Twitch and YouTube. And a lot of the individuals are making money from those channels. So that could suppress the threshold if the income does, which right now is currently £1,000 per tax year. And that does apply to a lot of people. But it is unclear whether some of the people will be playing on the separate business. So if a player does make more than that baseline £1,000, then they have to do some notifications, such as the HMRC, and after they do that, they would have to file their tax return and pay those income taxes. But he also went over, like, well, what would happen if that individual has to declare the esports income to the HMRC? Well, they were saying that you need to be proactive, so tell them first. So that's what's going on there, and what the esports players are doing about that. And what they could be doing is getting up on the MLB The Show. But if they're playing it on Switch, according to NintendoLife.com, people are having problems there. So what PJ O'Reilly did say up on Twitter, quote, just a quick shout out to anyone looking to pick up the MLB The Show on Switch. It's currently not working properly at all, and there's zero comms about it. Most modes dump you straight to Switch home screen when you select them. Crash, crash, crash. Crash, crash, crash. Yep, so that's what's happening. And people do think that they're crashing. Now we get to some good stuff. Real good stuff. Because according to the PlayStation blog, yep, Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lord launches on March 28th. And it's coming to the PlayStation VR 2. So to you VR people, you're getting the Ghostbusters game in 6 days. Tell you what, it looks pretty good, and I think you guys should be very happy about this. And if you want it on a screen, you might want to take a look at this one. PC Games N did say that the AOC just made a big, big screen. It's a 45-inch screen with OLED image quality at 240Hz refresh rate and 800-inch radius curve. So yep, it's a really big screen, and since it's that, it's $1,400 there at Amazon. Mega screen. It's really good for the racing games, because people were really taking a look at that. But still, $1,400 at Amazon. But what could you play on that screen? Well, according to PerSquare.com, The Tales of Iron, Whiskers of Winter has been announced. Well, Tales of Iron is getting a sequel, because the sequel is called Tales of Iron 2, Whiskers of Winter, was announced to come to PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 and on a lot of other platforms later this year. Now, there's no exact date for it, but you can check it out when it does come out later this year. Now, NintendoEverything.com did say that Nintendo has ranked number 6 in the Metacritic's 2023 game publisher rankings. So congratulations to them. And it's mainly because of some of the games that they came out with. as to why they're ranked 6th. Pretty good. Not number one, but still pretty good. Wonder what they did for celebration. Maybe they drank some milk. GameSpot said that the Star Wars iconic blue milk, which first appears in 1977, will now be available for everyone to buy. And you don't have to visit a theme park. Yay! The milk is being made by the company called True Moo, and it goes on sale on April 17th in a half-gallon jug. So if you want it, you have to go to True Moo's store locator to find it. So go get your milk. Yeah, milk's good. So are we. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge. All the news of the week. Drama, drama, drama. Hey, you know that's what we do. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. Lots of good ones, too, coming out. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.